how do I control my hunger? How do I keep my nutrition dialed in? How do I do a fat loss phase? And I tend to control my hunger. That's something I want to pass off to all of you listeners today, because I think it is a very important habit to have. It's an important awareness to have, because there are things you need to change to better control your hunger and overcome the constant thoughts of eating delicious treats. That's what we're covering today.
This is the game of food.
This is the game of food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
Over my years of working with clients, you'll get a percentage of them that really struggle with hunger. First off, hunger and cravings are in your head. If you're eating every day, you're doing a good job. Our bodies are designed to miss a day of eating entirely. You can live a healthy life and have 0 calories one day per week. I'm dead serious. So if you're eating every day, just know that that's kind of a bogus thing. Like, oh my gosh, I just need to eat more and more and more. I can't get it off my mind. That's more of an addiction. That's more of an addiction, which we can get addicted to food, but that's not what this is about. This is about the clients I've worked with and maybe some of you listeners that struggle with thinking about food all the time. And I think we've all been there. And if you haven't, I know I have. I have been at times in seasons of my life, always thinking of what do I eat next? I'm so hungry. And the first thing to do to control that is when you have to look at your food sources. When a client says, hey, I'm hungry all the time, it is almost always that they are eating too much junk food. But I find that people don't know what like junk food is. Junk food is processed packaged food, or it's food from restaurants, or it's super high calorie and really doesn't fill you up. Think of burgers, fries, think of beer, think of cookies, any dessert, but also like even some of these packaged goods that say like high fiber, or they say like it's keto. Like some of these things don't really do a good job of filling us up either. The foods that fill us up are making sure that you hit your protein number, making sure that you get the fiber. What protein should you be eating? The best ones are probably eggs, egg whites, chicken, shrimp, fish, beef, venison, bison, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese. I really don't like to see people eating a ton of the Quest bars, the Built bars, the whey protein shakes. Yes, those are proteins, the shakes and the bars, but they're poor quality. If you put it on a list of 10, they'd be at the bottom. They'd be number 10. And eggs, in my mind, in my opinion, eggs and egg whites are number one. And all the way at the bottom is the whey protein and the protein bars. But those are how you get your protein. Now, those foods I listed, if you hit your protein number, which that's different for everybody. If you hit your protein number, boom, you took a big chunk out of that hunger percentage is what I'm going to call it. You are going to feel more satisfied. Then there's a second piece to that is every human being listening to this should be eating more fiber. That is so... It's really uncommon for us to onboard a brand new client and they're nailing their protein and nailing their fiber. It is, I don't think anybody has ever done that, ever come in and hit both of those numbers just right off the bat. But fiber's the other piece of that. Fiber is what we should be eating. Fiber is great for gut health, great for your blood sugar. It has so many benefits that I'm not even going to list. But how you get your fiber, I think probably the easiest way to get your fiber is probably berries. Not that all berries are super high in fiber, but they're high enough, it's going to help you. But what I like about the berries is like they're lower carb than what you expect. Like strawberries, like they are low carb, low calorie, and they pack fiber. You're going to feel full after eating a pound of strawberries, and it's probably only going to be like 100 calories to eat a pound of strawberries. That's a guess, so don't check on me. But you also have oranges. You also have nuts. You also have vegetables is kind of a more obvious one. Potatoes. Eating a baked potato, as long as you don't load it with butter and sour cream, eating a baked potato is great. That's a fiber source. A sweet potato, that's about the same as a potato. It's another fiber source, and it's a carb source as well. You have oatmeal. These are also the carb sources, the fiber sources that you should be eating to help keep you full. Because what happens is when somebody says, I'm starving. I am hungry all the time. I can't get food off my mind, especially if they're a new client. I'm like, okay, just eat the way you eat for 3 days, and I'm gonna look at your food log here in a couple of days. And you know what I see? I see like really low fiber, really low protein, a lot of restaurant foods. If you're going to restaurants every single day, you're going to be a more hungry human. Those foods are designed to be super high calorie and leave you craving more, right? That's what it's designed to do. Just think about if you owned a burger joint. Would you want people to crave your burgers, or would you want them to eat it and they're like, that's okay, but I don't think I need another one. No, restaurants are paid to technically get you hooked on their food. And so when you eat something, you're like, gosh, I want another one and another one. Well, that's how the food is designed. It's called a palatable food. It's a food that you love. It's the perfect combination of carbs or sugar, perfect combination of carbs, salt, and fat. You put it in your mouth, you're like, man, I'm not satisfied. I'm hungrier than I was before. And that's what I see, is people eating those foods and complaining of hunger. And so kind of a blunt message, I shouldn't always say that I'm blunt, but a truthful message I'll send them is like, hey, we can't go to restaurants this much and control hunger. Did you know that? And if you do go to these restaurants, I'm okay with it, but we got to come with higher protein and fiber. We need to order a salad once in a while. We need to order the grilled chicken sandwich at the drive-thru and not the burger and shake. Also, you see like more candy. Also, you see liquid calories. Liquid calories are never going to fill you up. I promise you, liquid calories, milk, juice, beer, your latte, this is never going to fill you up. And you're crushing 100, 200. And if it's like a giant latte, like 500, 600 calories, and that doesn't satisfy you. Nobody drinks a latte and goes, you know what? I'm full. I'm satisfied. I'm stuffed. Nobody says that, because it's so easy to consume. Another way to control hunger is with your meal timing. And I think this honestly should be different for everybody, but I'm going to give you some best practices, because I really think we're all humans and a lot of us have the same issues to overcome. You know what I mean? We have the same urges. We are the same being. We're all human. But meal timing, I think, should be up to you. When are you hungry? Know what time of day, and then put your calories on what time you're hungry. Put a bigger meal at the time that you're hungry. A lot of people will ask me like, how many meals should I have? Or sometimes that question is paired with, hey, I heard you're supposed to have little meals throughout the day, so I'm having 6 or 7 meals. And I'm like, I honestly don't really like that. What I like to see people do is have somewhere between 2 to 4 meals per day. And you try to make each of them bulky enough, and that's with like protein and fiber, that you feel full after each one of them, full and satisfied. There was a period of time where I did 2 meals per day, and I liked it because each meal was over 1,000 calories. Each meal was over 1,000 calories of healthy food, and I was eating pounds and pounds of food. If you follow me on social media, I'll post like my egg scramble, which I think is like 1.2 pounds total. My salad, like sometimes at lunch, I'll have a giant salad I make, and I have oatmeal with berries in it and stuff like that. And I think combined, that's like 2.5 pounds of food. So just my breakfast and just my lunch combined is like 3-4 pounds of food. And I was having 2 meals a day that were over 1,000 calories. I felt so well fed. But now I'm on 3 meals per day. So and they're all very protein focused and fiber focused. I do have the carbohydrates. I'm not dodging those, but I try to choose the carbohydrates that have the fiber. But I'm eating 3 meals per day because that's the season in life that I like right now. I like to have about 400 or 500 calories for breakfast. And then for lunch, I think right now I'm somewhere between 700 to 900 calories. And then for supper, it's like 900 to 1,200, basically whatever I have left. And each meal, I feel full and satisfied. And I like to have a little bit of a smaller breakfast versus a bigger supper, because I find that I don't work as well if I feel really full and satisfied. I'm not as mentally focused. So I like to have a little tighter breakfast, but I still pack it with protein and fiber. And then I feel satisfied. I'm ready to work for the day. But you can play with it. If you're not hungry, some people aren't hungry when they wake up right away in the morning. Okay, that's fine. Don't eat. But I get hungry at 8 a.m. Okay, that's probably where you should have breakfast then. Have breakfast at 8 a.m. Listen to your hunger cues and don't eat it at 6 a.m. if you're not hungry. Wait till 8 a.m. Well, then I'm always hungry at 11:30 for lunch, but I always have to wait until 12:30. Okay, change your lunch break over to 11:30 and do that. And then same with supper time. I find that people make certain mistakes where like, you know, this was something I had to overcome too, was like nighttime snacking. So actually what helped me was pushing my supper back a little bit, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock instead of like a 5 o'clock supper. And so that I felt full and I didn't have the cravings and I didn't want to have things before bed. The only warning I'm going to give you on your supper is don't try to put it right before you go to bed. That would hurt your sleep. But like if I go to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, having a 6:30 supper tends to be enough time. But move it around. Maybe you're somebody like my wife who gets more hungry at 4 and 5 o'clock for supper time. Well, that's probably where she should have it. And so the number of meals can vary for you. Where you have these meals, what time per day is what I'm talking about, what time each day, that can vary as well. And it might go with different seasons. If you have more stress or more work to do, well, that might change the time that you're hungry. If you're not getting enough sleep, that's actually the next thing I'm going to talk about here is if you're not getting enough sleep, let's say you're doing all of that stuff perfect. You're eating fiber, you're having your protein, you're ditching the junk food and the candy and all that stuff, and you're having meals at the right time per day that match your hunger, and you're feeling full and satisfied after the meal. If you're not getting enough sleep, your cravings are going to go up. Okay, sleep is a great way to regulate our hormones and balance them the way they should be. Sleep, I think, probably is number one. And so if you're not getting the sleep, if you tell yourself, well, I can get 6 hours and function, I think you're going to be somebody that thinks about food a lot more than somebody that's getting 8 hours or trying their best to get 8 hours. If you're somebody that's scrolling on their phone, like you get into bed at 9:30, but like 48 minutes later, you're still scrolling on TikTok or Instagram reels. You know, you're not going to have sound sleep after looking at your cell phone for 30 to 60 minutes before you go to bed, you know? So protecting your sleep, getting your full 8 hours or even some people, I have some clients that really function well at 7 hours, but making sure that you get enough sleep is going to help you control your cravings. And so why am I even making this episode? Because I think when people say, hey, I'm hungry all the time, I want to eat everything on the table, or I want to order the entire menu, some of it is your fault. And I think when people have these hunger cues or these cravings, they're like, they want to be diagnosed with a problem. They want like a medication, like control my hunger. That is, let's look at that later. Sure, maybe somebody in the world should be on some hunger medication, likely not. But first, let's look at these areas. Sleep, how much junk food are you having? How many liquid calories are you drinking? What time of day are you eating? How many meals? And do you feel full after your meal? You should be looking at those things first. And I think that's what makes me a good coach. I hope people think I'm a good coach is because I'm looking for what they have to change first. What habits are holding them back? What habits are forcing higher hunger, more cravings in the constant thought of food? So if you make this switch, honestly, you're going to be ahead of most people in at least the United States that claim they're hungry all the time. And when you do that, you really have a good opportunity to get great results because I think the best results are found when you're full and satisfied, enjoying your meals, and not thinking of food in between those meals. It's a superpower. But that's all I had for today. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.